All right, I just want to start off with an update. I'm going to post the link myself. There we go. Just a reminder that LeShack's had an upgraded fitting about a month and a half ago. I just want people to be ready. If you have a LeShack, make sure you are making the changes to the Lowe's. It's just a little more tank, that's all. But make sure you have made that change. We are reimbursing it. Speaking of which, if you have a Doctrine up north, if you're in an armor battleship up north, you need to have the amulets and the escape pod. It is a requirement now. It's something where we're not losing a lot of them, even if people lose the ship. So please get that. It really helps a lot. All right. Let me see. Let me read my list here. They have given me a list of things to read. I am basically the Ron Burgundy of the Fireside. I read whatever is written for me. Zintich just wanted me to mention the Plex is on sale, 350 from 500, which isn't their best ever, but it's still a pretty good sale. So if you're looking to load up on Plex time, that's not bad. Moab says a list in quotation points. It really is a list. I have it right here in front of me. The next line says, "Go fuck yourself, San Diego." And then Apple has written something about iHubs. Did you want to talk that here about that here, Apple?
Yeah, we have after the fireside at 1930, around that time, we have a big-ass thread-up to defend to IHOPs up north. So maybe it will be 2000, something in between that, 1930, 2000, 2000 closer. So enemies have been pinging hard to join that, so everybody needs to join. Please, thank you. Let's get multiple full fleets and send them home and win those IHOP timers again like we did before.
Yeah, so we've had some fun up with those iHub fights. That would be a particularly good fight to take if you can be there. Please do so. That'd be awesome.
Yes, it's from DO6. So if you're not in DO6 yet and you don't have a jump clone, just get yourself moved there now. That's a good that's a good time to start moving to DO6. Everybody who doesn't have a jump clone there, and then install a jump clone, of course.
All right. Yeah, definitely be there. It is in DO6H, and it should be a pretty good fight. Sniper Eagle, do you want to talk about structure shooting?
Sure. So we just went live with a new version of the structure shooting policy. We made some updates. The last major update to this was right after the war. I will drop a link so people can read this.
I got you. You got you.
I got myself. Like I frequently do.
I was going to say, you're married. I understand. Wow.
But yeah, so we made some small updates here. There's some updates to the stuff you can and can't shoot. Some of the new highlights. Let me tab over to it real quick. So we revamped the list of hostile alliances that we're currently engaged in conflict with that you can always shoot their stuff. We removed some verbiage about adjacent low sec and NPC space. It's a great way to piss off people that live close to us that can come bash our stuff when we're deployed, like we saw earlier this year. So. Don't enrage the locals. Made some updates related to Innit no longer being the Imperium. And then we also added SOV structures to the list of things that you cannot just generally go and Entosis. There's not a lot of neutral SOV out there that you can touch anyways because of the Southeast Agreement. So overall, it's largely a thing that there are better things to spend your time doing. So, and that thread's out there. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. Feel free to post in the thread. Feel free to ping coordinate channel. You know, don't hesitate to ask. I prefer you ask rather than do something that causes blowback that you didn't intend.
All right. I'm going to let that one sit. Kaz, do you want to talk about Crabbing Capitals? You want me to hit it? As he looks for his unmute button.
Didn't even take that long, but it was slow.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. So we wanted to clarify, we're going to update the post to this effect. It is technically on there in one of the ratting rights posts, but the rules about using a capital for crabbing are that this is a privilege that you enjoy as a member of the Beehive SIG. Okay? I hope that makes sense. You have to join the Beehive SIG, then they tell you everything else that you can and can't do. You have to listen to their instructions, blah, blah, blah. For Rorqual, you need to be in Delve 911. There's a Jabber channel with instructions. You can ping and you can get saved. Sometimes they'll even come save you outside the umbrella. There's instructions about that. So we're going to update posts to this effect, but that is the nature of crabbing with a capital, is there is stuff you have to do. You have to be this high to ride the ride. It's very simple. It's either join this channel or join this SIG and follow all the other rules. We're going to get that more clear in the various threads. There are several. We're working on that now. So thank you.
All right. Appreciate it, dude. So yeah, we were talking about the Southeast Agreement, and I believe that goes through February. So until February, we are not going to attack any of their SOV. We're letting them go in and see what happens. We could renew the agreement. We could drop it. It's really up to us. We'll see. Ro, I'm not going to read your question now. I will get you later. I will definitely have a question time, and you can just save it for then. So that's something that's sort of like an experiment, like a petri dish in the Southeast of Eve going on right now. There have been some interesting stuff going on there. I would say that a lot of alliances have already reached out to us asking for our help. We always have to decline because we are signatories on that. So if you guys want to take a look at the map and look in the Southeast and see what is happening on the SOB map, it is pretty interesting. Isn't it moving out? No, that was a troll post that you got caught by there, Drop Admirals. Some unfortunate news. We have a Sino Memorial at 2300 today for Enibrian. And if you can be there to light a Sino in his memory, that would be excellent. He was a Karma Fleet member, and we are sad to have lost him. It is nice if you can show up and light a Sino and remember him. It is unfortunate. I feel like I have to talk about these almost every week now, but we are getting to that age where our friends I feel sad talking about this, and we have to do it more and more. It's unfortunate. I will say, guys, that a lot of the times, the families, we let them know if it's if they're like a Goon member, we sort of explain that to them. Often we'll grab some photos, some screenshots of the map, explain the significance. And oftentimes they are really touched that people that obviously they didn't know cared about their loved one. And speaking from personal experience, when you find out that there were people out there who your loved one touched and is remembered by, it means a lot. So you guys can show up to that. That's really good. All right. Questions. Go ahead and throw me some questions and I will answer them. Sing happy birthday. I'm 50 in 3 hours. I'm not going to sing happy birthday to you, but I will wish you a happy birthday. You made it to 50. Congrats, dude. It's all uphill from here. With the timer. Oh, man. Is a Pop-Tart a ravioli? Yeah, obviously. Undoubtedly. Dread move up when... we don't have one scheduled. We'll see what the demand is like. If we have a number of people want to go, we will do one for you. With 1 year coming up on the Southeastern Agreement, do you believe it will be renewed? I have my own personal opinions. Probably not something we'll talk about here because I want to. That would be a Corpse Diplo thing. I'd like to let them weigh in. We have a bunch of people in CD who have a lot of good experience and good advice, and I would definitely like to consult them before I made any kind of decision like that. Copy-pasting my previous questions. Okay. What efforts are being made by leadership to organize and or plan ahead for large-scale engagements to avoid having long periods of peace? Ro Alexander, you have just struck the heart of the leadership conundrum. Yeah, that is something that we think about all the time. It's a huge concern in a game where you generate your own fun and excitement. It is really, really important. Someone sent me a message on Mumble. Please do not do that. Use Elysium. That's conference.greenfleet, Elysium, whatever it is. Use Elysium, join the Elysium channel, ask questions there. Yes, how do we keep long periods of peace from overrunning us? First off, periods of peace are good. People like to have some time to crab up, do roams, to do all kinds of stuff that you can do better in peace. It's a matter of how long that peace goes and how engaging you can make it, while it's happening. It's something that I am extremely concerned about. I have always been concerned about. There have been, for those of you around who've been around a long time, for example, one time we deployed up to Tribute, and NC was living there at the time. We brought our carriers up, but we did not bring supers. PanFam then had Super and Titan Supremacy. This is when they were really powerful. And so that was a deployment where we intentionally put ourselves in a worse position and we fought. And these are the kind of deployments that I'm okay with taking because I think it is better to put yourself in a harder position and strive for victory than to put yourself in a position where you are superior to your opponent and punch down. And it is my personal belief that kind of deployments really paid off when we got attacked and we were 3-1 outnumbered during World War B. The people who had fought in those kind of deployments knew how to fight outnumbered, and that is a skill. So Ro, you've hit something that I think about all the time. It's something we talk about all the time. There is no perfect answer. Just being good leadership is figuring out the best possible answer to that.
You mean the punching down that BFL and Horde likes to do, like now?
Yeah, that's some good meat and potatoes there. There are times that you have to punch down. I don't think this is one of them. They've gone and they saw a new alliance forming and potentially becoming a competitor to them in some way and teamed up with Frat and have started punching down on them. We have fought for almost a year now, being deployed either in jump clones or directly up there. And we were fighting before them to help B2. And I'm really happy we've done so. It's been rough because obviously we are outnumbered up in the north. Those fights can be tough. I have been on those fights. I know how hard they can be. But it's a good thing for us to do. I'm very happy we're doing it. Sometimes immediately after the fight, you're like, man, that fight wasn't the greatest fight. It's one of those things where as a whole on a deployment, that's what I want. I want our FC struggling. I want our line members having to do their best to win. Those things pay off in the long run. I do not want us to get to the point where we have been before, where we are, the biggest gorilla on the block and all we do is beat up on everyone else. That's not a fun time to me. It is fun every now and again and sort of cathartic, but it's not fun continuously. All right. A lot of stuff going on here. If you put a question before while I was going on a monologue, go ahead and put it again.
I just want to know how much Asher paid that guy for the plant question.
I haven't paid anything. Maybe someone else did. Future plans, is there any movement in terms to an end of Frat trying to punch down on B2? That would be a B2 thing, Graham. That's up to them. And both sides, really. Are there plans to represent GSF and EVE Vanguard? Good question. We haven't actually come up with like a plan for that, but I think that'd be a really good thing to do. I'm excited to play the game. I'm sure many of you are. I think probably some of you are in the same situation as me, where you used to be pretty darn good at shooters, and as you've gotten older, you're not quite as good, but I'm still going to play. There was a really good question earlier about copying, moving the Beehive Post from the War Room to the Recruitment Center with the other six. There was a request, basically? It sounds like a good request.
It's not a bad idea. We can do that.
All right. Let's see. This name is Silvati, maybe. Silvati says, question, can we get some sort of bot-controlled Intel Dropbox channel? That sounds like a no already.
Oh, I just replied to him. It was a good question.
Okay.
It was, hey, I have intel that I want to get someone's attention for, but I don't know where to go.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
And the answer I gave was you can always like beeping cord in a channel, like it could be Elysium, it could be, you know, some other leadership channel you're in, if it's a larger channel, like Corp Directors or something. And just the big thing there, though, is like if you do that in Elysium, just ask someone to DM. Don't be like, hey, everyone in Elysium, I have a capital tackled in wherever, because, you know, spies are a thing in EVE. So, but yeah, just ask for a DM, reach out.
All right. Let's see. Sam asks, how can I be an FC and help? Join Skirmish Commanders. That's how you become an FC. Being a good FC is hard, but we are happy to help you get there. Sam posted the same question again. Join Skirmish Commanders is still the answer. What is the process of getting approval to start a SIG or a squad? You should talk to Styx, Styxability. He is running SIGs and squads now, and he is the man to talk to. Is there a plan to have I've flown most subcaps and want to learn everything I need to know about start working towards Capitals guide? So Scroats, that's a good question. Basically, learning that is sort of a by doing thing. We do have some guides on the forums that you can read. I would say probably the easiest way is to get into doing crab beacons and getting a handle on just operating the machinery. Running capitals is really not that different than running subs. It's very similar. So it's not that hard. The big difference would be carriers and supers, but especially in this dreadnought favored meta, I would say that it's pretty very similar to being in a subcapital. My question is, joining Skirmish Commanders the answer? Yes, it is. All right. Some guy asked me a question in Mumble. Please ask it in Elysium. He says, is there any plan to add Zunitras to our doctrines? New guy comment. Sorry. Zunitras are already one of our number one dread picks. So Chaos Station from 4S, if you need help joining Elysium, please ask someone in your corp or in-game chat. That's where we ask questions. That's where everyone hangs out, is Elysium. Any news about FC Beehive? I don't know what that means exactly. We have Beehive, and we've been teaching people how to FC. Is PI still needed? That right there, that's a plant question, and it is needed. Thank you for asking.
Regarding the Beehive question, as it states in the recruitment post, people will reach out to you.
Would there be an ability to set up drop survival training? Seems like most accounts we lose are because people panic and lose their mind. So it's a great question, Automat. It's one of those things where you just can't control your limbic system, or, you know, like you get a shot of adrenaline. It's one of those things that it's really, you only get better by doing. Jay Amazingness is sending me messages. I hate you, Jay. Thanks. But yeah, I don't like, remember in Aliens when they asked the lieutenant how many drops he's done, and he's like, 38 simulated, right? Like, it's sort of like that. It's similar. You get better once you're cool as a cucumber. When is Ranger giving us more university classes? I don't know. Is he doing a good job?
He's not trying to get out of it, but I won't let him.
Maybe you should invite Escher on one of your History of Goons classes.
I'll come along.
Merc's already mousetrapped me to do an SNS at some point, too. Freaking people.
Beyond that, we'll eventually do the PI stream. Yes. Isn't the coolness of your cucumber completely up to you? It is indeed. It's just one of those things where, you know, you can put your cucumber on ice, but once you get dropped, people start spaghettiing, and that's just normal. It's always been that way. Some people are better than others. You just got to remember, take a deep breath and don't panic as much as you can, and just do something. That's the most important thing. That's what I always tell FCs. It's better to have a command and it be wrong than to have no commands, right? When you get in a situation, you get in a fight, be decisive, do something. It's better to do something than to do nothing. One thing you can do is you can be prepped. You know, for instance, if you are doing a Rorqual, go to Delve 911 and know where it is, know where you're going to click, have your stuff pre-typed. All that stuff is really easy to do, and it'll make it a lot easier when something bad happens. Exactly, Sirhan. All right, any other questions? So is it against the rules to crab a Wendy Q now? I'm not seeing it in the new forum post. It is strongly discouraged. I don't remember if it is actually officially against the rules. We certainly don't want crab beacons up there. And you're pretty much asking to die if you do it. But we'll see if it goes officially in the post. Got a recruitment for Rand Squad. Yeah, I do beacons in Wendy Q sometimes, but I have the button. So I can push button. All right, cool. As soon as we hit all the questions, thank you guys so much for coming. I will see you all next week. I hope you have a lovely weekend and a great week. Appreciate y'all. Bye.